Good afternoon, and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined for this afternoon show by my co-hosts, Mr. Mike Kubik and Mr. Russ Fry. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, Joseph.
Let us begin, as we always do, with our prayer to St. Michael. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Michael.
Well, first thing we're going to do is welcome Joseph back.
Yes.
Good to hear you again, Joe, on the air and with Night Talk. And so fantastic.
Yeah, we had a good vacation. We did Nassau in the Bahamas, then up to Half Moon Cay, which is an island, I guess, that Carnival Cruise Line's own. And then a five-hour stop in Freeport in the Bahamas to take on fuel so we could make it home.
All right. Nice nice and warm, good weather,
yes,
all
yes,
that.
All
that's fantastic. Love. Well, since we're going to talk about weather, I'll talk a little bit about golf. I got to play golf yesterday.
There you go.
And it was really nice. We played down at Westminster National, which is a great course. They're really good to us as far as nights. They give us a lot of gifts and everything for our tournaments. They're really a fantastic group of guys. And we were so lucky because on the 14th hole and the 18th hole, we had sleet.
Sleet?
So, sleet. First day of May, and we were getting pelted with sleet. Yeah. Or I guess frozen, I mean, hail, whatever you want to call it. But it was the little tiny stuff.
Yeah.
It was just like sleet in the wintertime when you're getting nailed, frozen rain. But it was interesting.
I would think that made the greens a little slow.
Yes, everything. the good news is they had so much rain down there, it was walking only, cart paths only, and walking. So it was enjoyable. Range End was actually closed because of the weather, because of the rain and how damp and wet they were. But we had fun. I think that's a big thing. The four of us went out. We had a good time and a little shaken. You know how you get a shake to the bone
Yes. You know, Joe, when they say they had fun, that means they didn't make par.
I can read, being a golfer, I can read between the lines.
Yeah. Actually, I only parred two holes, I think. And it was the number 9 and number 18. They were the only two that I parred. The other guys did better. They played better.
Yeah.
But what we wanted to do in this show, the we're going to do two segments as we always do, but the second show is actually going to be the Grand Knight from Good Shepherd. And, you know, and this is kind of letting all you Grand Knights out there know and you faithful navigators. Russ Fry went out and you did a talk out there, right?
Yeah, I did a talk out there. I've been hitting most of the councils. If I haven't gotten to yours yet, we'll be getting to you over the next couple months. And our station manager is going to be going out. He's going out next month, next week, the Holy Name on the 11th.
Yeah, and you know, and what it did was this triggered this Grand Knight to want to come on and talk about what their event is that they're planning for shortly. And I know that you Grand Knights out there, you faithful navigators, you have things going on. And this is one way to get the word out, and it's really going to help. And I think you're going to enjoy the show. I won't be here for the second segment, but I know just from talking to the Grand Knight Rich, he'll be fantastic.
A really really nice guy, a Catholic gentleman in all respects.
Yeah, and the good thing is he's publicizing something that I'm really into. He's got kielbasa and sauerkraut and pierogi, so it'll be a good show.
This is all good. This is going to be done at Good Shepherd.
And he'll be talking about it. The other things, this is the time that we start getting into where, other than our Lenten fish dinners, this is when Knights Councils are starting to do things. You know, they're going to be playing bingo. St. Joe's, we're inviting you on June 15th, will be Jubilee Day.
Yep,
and
right,
our
right.
parish, Father Rosman is so kind to us, and the parish staff, they closed the parking lot down, and we charge for parking. It's a good place to park because of the fact that we always have four or five guys there all the time. So if you're a young woman and you want to come there, or you have a bunch of kids, we're there. We'll help you out, get the strollers out of the car, and do all of that good stuff with you. And the price is reasonable, $5, and you know, your car's kind of protected.
There you go.
The best that we can do.
That's good.
There you go.
And that's what it is. I mean, I know the councils are doing things all over the place, and this is one of the venues you can use to come on. The other thing is this is month of May for our Blessed Virgin Mary.
Yes.
I know that there's prayer services going on. There's May events, the crowning of our Blessed
May,
Mother.
May crowning.
This is the time, you know, I'm you know, kind of asking all of you is if you're out there and you plan on doing something, especially our Columbiettes. I know our Columbiettes are close to Our Lady, and they do so many things that are good. This is the time to come on the show and let everybody know. Maybe your council's doing a rosary. You know, you may only do a rosary once or three times a year, quarterly. This is the time and month of Mary that maybe in May you do it once a week. Publicize it. Maybe we can get some guys or gals to come out there and say the rosary with you.
Sure, and let other people know, or other knights know, that Knight Talk is here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been a surprise to me going out to all the councils. I open up generally with two questions. How many of you are familiar with the radio station? Which most guys will raise their hand, and I say, what about Night Talk? And that's where it falls flat. There's not a lot of guys that know about Night Talk. Mm-hmm. So pass the word.
Yes, and you know, like I said, it's a great way to get the information out, a good way to keep our evangelization going.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we Faith in Action, I think, so many good programs. One of them this weekend is going to be the state convention.
That's right. That is this weekend.
It is this weekend. It'll be, well, we're going to be broadcasting during the lunch period, which is a free period of time. 12:30, there's nothing going on, so you could actually listen to this radio show. And if you do, Colleen, the wife of our state deputy, Mike Kish, is doing the luncheon. And one of the things that she's doing, there's going to be so many speakers. I think our own Marie Gallagher is going to be one of the featured speaker. They're also going to have... name just eluded me. The lady from Morningstar is going to be there.
You're the executive director, whose name just went right
out. Right out of my hand. I wish I could. I didn't write it down. I'm checking my hand to see if I wrote it in ink, but I didn't. But one of the things that they're doing is Colleen has been doing this ever since Mike took office.
Yes.
What she's been doing is the district deputy seminars and all of that. They're targeting what is similar to the ASAP program, and they're trying to bring gifts toward these young ladies who are pregnant and they need things. So I have a list here, and I'd like to bring it up. So if you happen to be at the luncheon, do it. If you happen to be a knight and you're going to the convention and maybe you're not going in until the afternoon, if you hear this broadcast, these are some of the things that Morningstar's greatest needs are. Diaper rash cream. Wonder why.
Yeah.
Baby wash. Baby shampoo. Similac Advanced Formula, which has a blue lid. Similac sensitive formula, which has the orange lid, diaper sizes 3, 4, 5, and 6, burp clots. I wonder why they need that. It's a little sloppy, huh? I don't know. Oh, newborn to 2 toddler socks, girls' new summer outfits 9 months through 2 toddler, and then boys' new summer outfits 6 months through 2 toddler. So, you know, if you want to make a nice little donation, nothing wrong. If you happen to be going out for lunch and you happen to listen to the broadcast, run out, grab a bag of diapers, and bring them back. And I know Colleen would really appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness. Would she ever?
Yeah.
And
the only ones that appreciate it more are all those little babies that were born because the mother chose life instead of abortion.
Amen. Yes. And that's one of the facilities that we've recently put a new...
Yep.
Ultrasound, state-of-the-art 4D machine in, memory serves.
You know, this is it's a good opportunity. And what we're talking about is, and it's something that, Joe, I know you say 1,000 times, you know, if everybody does a little, you get a lot.
Yes.
I mean, we're estimating right now there's probably going to be somewhere around 500 people at the state convention. Just imagine if everybody brought in any one of these items. That might be good for, you know, a year.
Sure. Or two or three items. Whatever you feel comfortable doing. I mean, worst case scenario, you can drop some of the stuff off here after the fact, after the convention. Yeah. Here at the radio station. We'll see she gets it.
Yeah, and it'll get there. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that I was listening to a gentleman talk yesterday at our fourth degree meeting. And when he did his talk, and we're going to have him on the show probably later in May or early June, I'm not going to steal his thunder because I thought he did really well. But one of the things that he said is he was talking about things that they do. I kept thinking, I said, you know, if we have, and I use the Kids for Coats program, if one kid doesn't get a coat, did we do enough?
Yes.
If one mother didn't get the opportunity to get an ultrasound, did we do enough? And I think that's what this is. If you don't do enough, because there's always one more thing to do.
Yes,
so
yes,
keep
yes.
that in mind.
That's right.
You know, prayer is something that we all should do. I know that a lot of times are tough now. Inflation's up. Earning power is down. Prices are up. You know, this is a time that, you know, if you're not able to give, you can give a prayer to our Lord to just say, you know, help those in need.
Yes.
Make it another day. Make it another week. Make it another month. So keep that in mind. And again, we'd love to have you here on the show. Talk
Certainly.
About what your council is doing. That one more thing that isn't enough.
And you can get a hold of Russ by calling 717-525-8110 or sending an email to contact at 720whyf.com. We'll see if Russ gets it, and we'll get back to you.
Right. The show will already be on, but I'm going to be at St. Anne's tonight.
Oh, okay.
Tuesday night they have their meeting, so I'm going to be going over to visit with them. So I'm looking forward to that.
Good, and there's a lot of things coming up. Down the road, we have Quo Vadis at the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
We have Knights in Action Golf Tournament, which is June 10th. Spread the word out. Just going to do a real brief one here. What we're asking every council to do, if possible, we know that all councils don't have $300 in their funds. So what we'd like you to do is just think about doing two things for us. Go out and get three $100 sponsors. Go out and try to get, maybe if you go to Burger King, or if you're at Olive Garden, or if you're at Outback or Cabaraba, ask them for a gift card so that we can give it for the tournament and attract more golfers.
There you go.
If every council was able to raise $300, we would be almost $20,000 given to Camp Kirkenwald for people to go.
So we can do some more good.
So we can do more.
Okay. With that, along with Mike Fry and Russ. Yeah, Mike Fry, along with Mike Kubik and Russ Fry. I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening. Stay safe out there. God bless. And welcome back to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined for second half of the show by my boss and fellow brother Knight.
My name is Joe Nebesinski.
Mr. Joe Nebesinski, Morning Pants.
Yeah, I'm the Deputy Grand Knight at Council 4068, St. Elizabeth Ann City.
And our guest for this half is Rich Diebold, who is the Grand Knight, or present Grand Knight of Good Shepherd down in Camp Hill.
That's correct.
Okay. And the reason he's here is they are going to be having a Polish dinner, for lack of a better term, and I'll let you go with that and say what you got and how much, cost-wise, and what all is going to be served.
Okay, we're going to have a Polish dinner on Saturday, May 20th at 6 p.m. at Good Shepherd in Camp Hill.
I'm pretty excited about that also. I think it sounds really good.
So the food is being purchased locally. We have kielbasa coming from Kowalinek Kielbasa Shop in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania.
Yep. If you're going to get it, go to the source.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
That's what we thought. Stuffed cabbage is coming from the Sweet Tooth Cafe in Shamokin, Pennsylvania.
Good.
And the pierogies are being purchased from Gross's Restaurant Store.
Yep.
Here locally in Mechanicsburg, along with the garden salad, sauerkraut. We'll have cake and coffee and tea, and we're also planning to serve beer and wine.
There you go. And costs for all of the above?
Costs are $15 for an adult, and children under 5 are free, and $5 for children 12 and under.
Yep. That's not too bad. We may have to take a run down Trindle Road here. This is sounding pretty good.
Yeah. Is this the first time you're doing this?
The idea for a Polish dinner was came up as a fundraiser in 2017,
mm-hmm.
and it's been really popular, one of our most popular dinners.
Well, I never heard about it, so I'm glad that you're on Holy Family Radio to talk about
that's
it.
That's why we invited you in here, so we can publicize this.
Because
we do fish fries and Polish dinners and that kind of stuff. The various knights councils in the area and the diocese, they do them real good. So, yeah, we're all about food.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Tell us about what else is going on in your council.
Sure. We, you know, we try to focus on the four main areas of faith, community, family, and life. Mm-hmm. For community, we've been doing Habitat for Humanity, helping out there. We also have been running a citizenship essay contest at Trinity for the past couple of years. We had a state winner. We also set up Codes for Kids the year before, last year. And I think we donated about 140 coats to inner city Harrisburg kids. We also work on faith. We donate money every year to a seminarian. And we attend retreats and hosted the St. Joseph Icon.
Mm-hmm.
Family, we do two food drives a year, and that idea came from Father Sullivan. We were glad to help out with that. We donated over 3,000 pounds of food this year.
Wow, that's terrific.
Yeah, and we recognize the Family of the Month, and we've been doing the Keep Christ in Christmas poster contest every Christmas. And then finally, for life, we have a Capital Area Polar Plunge team, and we donated about $900 raised about $900 through that last year. And
you know what? I'm not being smart, but you got to be nuts to go jump into Susquehanna for a polar
right.
plunge.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
Lake Pinchot.
Pinchot's even worse.
Yeah.
It's up in the mountain.
Well, that's one of the things that's so cool about the Knights of Columbus. Each council is going to be different and works on different things based on the talents that you have with the membership and the interests that you have. I know that every parish, every council does different things. And, you know, the things that you're listening to there are all great things. And like I said, some councils do them and some others don't. I wanted to ask about the Keep Christ in Christmas poster contest. We do that in our council, too. And we have trouble getting kids to do it. Do you guys have a successful program with that, or how does
we did the first year we ran it? We did have some trouble. I think we only had two entries, but we displayed those entries in the church. The next year we kind of went through the CCD and got kids involved through CCD, and we ended up with maybe four or five. So it's slowly growing, and I think as people see it, and we try to hand out a gift card.
Yeah, that's how ours is.
As a reward. And,
I think we had eight participate this year. We've been trying to do it, and we did. We got help through our CCD program also.
Yeah.
And so we did the same thing. We put them in the lobby, and we gave gift cards to – we actually gave gift cards to the winners and also another gift card to the participants. So, because we only had eight participants altogether.
Yeah.
But it's a hard thing to do because, you know, you have to get the parents on board to – get the kids to do it. And so we're trying to crack that nut. I think parishes that have schools have a better advantage because they can just go to the school and the classrooms or the art classes and say, look, everybody's doing this.
Right. Yeah.
But we don't have that advantage. So, but I wanted to ask you about that because I know we want to try to make that bigger in our parish, in our council. So, but you know, I think it's a great thing too. And some of the ones we got this year were really spectacular. So that's one of the things that I've, one of the projects that I do in the council. So
it's a great program, and the posters look good, when, you know, in the parish hall. So
yeah,
it adds to the festivities.
Our pastor really enjoyed them this year. Having them, we put them right in our lobby in our lobby when he came into the church over the Christmas season, and they were really 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 popular. So we're hoping that because of that, this year we never put them in the lobby. We had them in our church hall, so we put them in our lobby this year. So, you know, more people would see them and maybe get more participants next year.
There you go. So, it all works. Yeah, it all works, regardless of how you're doing it or what you're doing it. It all works. Many hands. I've said this for the last 10 years I've been here on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Many hands make light work. And we're going to get it done. Whether you're doing your dinner or the poster contest, whatever it is, we're going to get it done. That's because that's what the Knights do.
What kind of fundraisers does your council do?
Well, our fundraisers are primarily our dinners. We do an Italian dinner in the fall, and we do a Polish dinner in May. And last year we started doing a beef, beer, and bingo dinner, which was a big hit right before Lent. So those are
That's a good way before everything stops for Ash Wednesday. Yeah, that's
right,
a good way to
that
do
was
it.
A very popular dinner, yeah. And I think we got some comments that they want more of those dinners, more bingo, too. Well,
there you go. You lean on Father Neil a little bit, and, you know, it's all good. He's good people.
Yeah.
He's good people. I knew him when he was first ordained.
Yeah.
I've known him since that long. So
Wow. Okay.
What else is going on in your council?
We are, like I said, we're, you know, faith, family, life, and we recently donated some money to Morningstar Pregnancy Center, and those funds came directly from the beef, beer, and bingo dinner that we held this year. We donated all proceeds, which was about $1,200, to Morningstar Pregnancy Support Center. So,
when you guys, do you do a food collection also? You said did you mention you did a food collection or a
food drive?
A food drive.
Correct.
Where do those food go to?
New Hope Ministry is right down the street. So we collect the food in a big, basically a big open trailer. We park it right in front of the church. We have a sign that says it's a food drive and Knights of Columbus, and it's out there all weekend during the masses. And we cover it up at night, and parishioners just drive right into the parking lot and they drop food off, and we collect it, put it right in the truck. And then Monday morning, we take it down to New Hope Industries.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And I mean, being where you are, where the church and everything is located, right along Trindle Road there in Camp Hill, you know, easy in and out of the parking lot. And
exactly.
So, you know, if you see the trailer out there, go down and tell Rich and the guys at the council they're doing a good job and tell them thank you.
How many active council members do you have right now, do you think?
We have 120 members currently. And I would say probably 70 or... You know, active.
Wow.
I'd say we only get about 15 to 20 at meetings.
That's about average.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't have time to come to a meeting, but they'll run a project for you. I know that's how it is a lot of times. We have nights on our council that you never see them at a meeting, but they run this particular project for us or whatever. Right.
You have that? We get that a lot. Yes. And honestly, we tell new members coming in, you know, we're only really asking for 1 or 2 hours a week, or, you know, something along those lines. So 4 hours a month would be, like, awesome. Just showing up at an event. Like this weekend, we have a barbecue for the May crowning. So we actually have one new member that we inducted this past weekend coming and helping out.
There you go. And we're getting new members. The numbers are growing. Not just in your council, but area-wise. If you talk to the DDs and stuff... And the convention is this weekend in Harrisburg.
Yeah.
So
as we record this.
As we record it.
Actually, it's going to be going on right as this is airing, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to be my first state convention. Oh, so
cool. I'll see you there.
I'm pretty excited. I'm looking forward to it. So.
Besides his first, he's got to go down to him and Mikey Kubik. They're taking recorders with them. And they're going to be trying to get some interviews done so we can use that for the next show.
I'll look for that.
Yes. Yeah. We'll have to see how that works out.
Yeah, for us, we do have trouble recruiting younger members. How are you guys doing that over in Camp Hill?
We try to run 2 membership drives a year and usually combine that with coffee and donuts. And just in general, we try to, you know, do a lot of events because I think the more the parish sees us out there.
Get your name out there. And
the more they see Christmas poster contests in the hall, you know, things, little things like that. They see those posters and they know it's the Knights and they think, hey, maybe I could help out.
Yeah. What does your membership drive look like? Because we haven't had one in a while and we're trying to put one together.
Okay, we try to do coffee and donuts, obviously, after the 9:30 Mass on Sunday. But then our membership drive is usually we get Knights to wear Knights attire and be in the hand out prayer cards before each Mass. And then we do a pulpit announcement, usually the Grand Knight or Deputy Grand Knight does a pulpit announcement before each of the Masses and just talks about, Father will be up there, he'll call us up and we'll do a little, you know, 30-second to 1-2-minute speech, just highlighting what we do for the parish. Mm-hmm. And then we try to do coffee and donuts because then that also... food. People like donuts.
Oh, yes.
Do you have an active membership chairperson who makes sure that gets done? Because I think that sometimes slips through the cracks.
We currently don't. We are trying to find a membership So when that when in the scenario where we don't have a membership director, we, you know, the Grand Knight and the Deputy Grand Knight usually step end up doing up, a lot of
yeah, everything yeah. falls work, back so. On us. Yeah,
yeah exactly. Yeah, yeah. yeah. I'm finding that out. I'm in my nearing the end of my second year as a Deputy Grand Knight. So
yeah,
yeah, so it's in the cards probably that I'll be Grand Knight next year. It seems like I don't have anybody voting against me at this point, so you right. know how that goes. So
Joseph hasn't been there and done that from Deputy Grand Knight to Grand Knight to District Warden. We're coming up here on the end of the show. Richard, I want to thank you for coming in. We are going to try and make an appearance down there at the dinner and support you guys. So along with Richard and Joe Nemesinski, I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening. Stay safe out there. God bless.